All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Get back in time.
Where were you?
April 7th, 1982. In the news, the U.S. government is seeking to train more air traffic controllers to replace the 11,500 that President Reagan fired after an illegal strike last August. Beginning this week, there's a new look to NBC Nightly News. It'll now be co-anchored with Tom Wilkow in New York and Roger Mudd in Washington. At the movies...
What are you going to do about it? Five young boys in the nude, a police lineup, so that you can identify his tallywhacker.
A group of Florida high schoolers are out to lose their virginity, which leads them to seek revenge on a sleazy nightclub owner and his redneck sheriff brother for harassing them.
I'm looking for a friend of mine. He's supposed to be there.
What's his name?
Michael Hart.
Has anybody seen Mike Hart?
Careful, you down from what I...
Wednesday Night TV includes The Fall Guy, Real People, and WKRP in Cincinnati.
And not a moment too soon either, babies. That was Queen with their big hit, one that I never particularly cared for, but I'm nevertheless forced to play here on WKRP. This is Dr. Johnny Fever just doing my job, following the orders of Venus Flytrap. He's just doing Andy Travis' job, while Andy fills in for our sales manager, Herb Tarlick, who's not doing his job.
And on the radio,
third week atop the chart for Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Next, we're moving on.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1982.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.